RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
We all have stress. We all deal with so much stress all the time. But are there certain ways and all natural ways that you can get rid of some of that stress? Could it be the answer? Could be in just the way you think of things? My guest today is Rich Wessenberg. He's the author of the book Treasures of the Believing Heart. Welcome to the show, Rich. So tell us about building resiliency towards all the stress that we all have every day.
My book points out to is we want to start building on the inside, because all the things that we see on the outside and the outcomes that we have in life really have their ancestry to the inside. And so when we're talking about stress and we're talking about the things in life that are trying to drag us down mentally, a lot of people don't realize the significance of their own values and the role that they play in handling stress, because really at the end of the day, what my book is trying to portray is that those treasures, our values, our beliefs, are what are being tested. And so really the key is are we building really good treasures, or are we building fool's gold? And the thing that we see when we're being stressed or not are those treasures that we never want to give up on. And since antiquity, they were called treasures. Today, we call them core values. And, you know, when you look at how our core values today versus maybe even 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago have changed in our culture, I think you also see a change in the stress levels. And so we see this happening, and my book is trying to show that we do believe, and when I initially wrote this book, it was about believing, and I ended up writing a book about core values. And so it's, again, about building strong core values, strong believing hearts that never fail.
Wow, I think that that's so true, and we're all looking for ways to kind of de-stress. When things don't go our way, or if we're dreading doom, if we're dreading bad things, or we think we might lose a job or do any of those things, how do we keep that upbeat, positive attitude? Because we're learning more and more, Rich, that that attitude contributes to disease state and or lack of disease state.
Well, so true. And I actually work in the healthcare field 18 years as a Blue Cross Blue Shield. I'm a federal health agent now and see a lot of claims. And the mental side, it's well known in the industry that a lot of the mental, a lot of physical things that appear in our lives are tied to mental states. And so, again, we have to come back to the simple things of life. We talk about the golden rule and how we would take care of others as we would take care of ourselves. Even biblically, the greatest commandment in the Bible is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we see this concept, yet today we talk about having a passion for things. And that is a great key component, that value of love, which I even have old presentations, just talking about the core value of love and what it does. It actually kicks in a hormone called oxytocin. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but if you Google it, it'll come up and say it's the love potion. And how when we interact, that hormone, just looking at somebody in their eyes, and boy, I know when I first looked deeply into my wife's eyes, something was cooking in me that's left these last 20-some years. But more importantly, you see dogs play a big role, people who are happier and in lives with pets, be it dogs or whatever pet. But the key that I'm trying to say is that love relationship, be it we have our pets or our relatives, you will be more healthier. And I think when you really break down socioeconomically, I guess, or, you know, look at our families, type families versus one that isn't, you're going to find that core value of love playing a major role.
What if people feel that they're not loved and they have trouble getting a handle on this? I'm an exercise physiologist, Rich, so I look and I say, okay, you know, you're feeling stressed, you're feeling this or that. There are physiological things you can do. You can exercise. Certain foods can contribute even to the oxytocin levels you're talking about and that feeling of a hug and certain longer hugs being better. But what if people are feeling unloved? What if they're feeling like they can't get a handle on that? What do you tell them?
Well, that's where I say is that's where you want to start on the inside. I know from my journey, I had felt like that and thoughts of that. Heck, my wife and I were just talking about this just recently, and a lot of people can have thoughts of being unwanted, and even in our era, suicide, these great, extreme thoughts, but my gosh, life should be lifting us up, not bringing us down. And so where I would go to that is look at the things that you're focusing on and put love in the picture and build your heart with that. So how do you do that? I would say you need to go to sources and references of building yourself up mentally, whether it's a really nice movie or it's being around people that are very loving. That can be a great place to start. We have a lot of social groups are surrounding us all the time with tremendous people in different churches or clubs. My God, it's amazing the people that have great love that are around us if we're just willing to maybe put down the defensive systems a little bit and be more friendly with some of the people that you are. And what you'll find out is that when you have love as a core value that you're willing to embrace yourself, core values, to me, true relationships are just a bonding of core values. And when you have loving people, those are the kind of relationships where you come up and say, it's like I knew you my whole life.
Well, so really, you have to, as you say, start with the inside. So you have to love yourself first, and you have to find things about yourself that you like. And especially women, Rich, we negative self-talk all the time. So I think that probably contributes to that feeling of unlovability. And so not only do you have to start in the inside, but then you look around and wherever you can find it. And as you say, hanging around happy people certainly does help with that feeling, because it's addictive and it's contagious. And when somebody smiles at you, you smile back. So it all kind of goes together, doesn't it?
For sure. And you know, you brought up the biggest, simplest thing, a smile. I mean, there's such much research how your body just changes. People practice smiling. I've worked in the marketing field for many, many years, and we're always taught, meet somebody, smile, do a handshake. You know, these things that are fight in business, but really should be our part of our regular days in life. And like you said, a hug. And so when we have love and we can love ourselves, and you know, when we start doing that, and then we can take that focus on maybe helping and taking care of others like a pet, you know, people take care of their pets. It was National Dog Day. Like I saw it on Facebook about a month ago, and it's like, people pour out their love into a pet. Great, start there. But if you can put it into your relationships, if you can put it into your job, you're going to find, like you said, it starts to become a virus of infection and all of a sudden life becomes a lot smoother, a lot healthier, and your attitude will change.
Absolutely. And it certainly is true, really. So in just the last minute and a half or so, tell people where they can find your book and give your best advice for finding that believing heart, building resiliency against the stress that we all deal with every single day, and being a happier person as a general rule.
You bet. My book, Treasures of the Believing Heart, can be found at treasuresofthebelievingheart.kateauthor.com. And that's my author website, but also my book's on Amazon. It's published all over the world. If you're in the USA, you can even order it through a local bookstore. But Treasures of the Believing Heart really is going to show the importance of our core values. That's what's really being tested. And if you don't understand and realize what your core values are, my book is going to help you understand those and the relationship that they have with our outcomes. We live in such a great day and time of knowledge. And I think that's really what we want to do, is get the best information that we can. My book will provide that for you. And not only provide a healthy but long, prosperous life, and I show even biblical principles, depending on where you stand on things, to receive eternal rewards for the thing. And so when we look at life, life is something that to be grasped and taken advantage of to make the most of it.
Thank you so much. It certainly is, and that's what we do here. We give you great information, and if you missed any of it, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. Scroll around and learn something with us. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well and stay tuned. We have so many great shows here, from our Healthy Children show to our sports medicine shows and nutrition shows. We have so many of them. Scroll around, learn something with us. This is Melanie Colston.